Reading from the Jiva Dharma, Chapter 27, Rasa Vichar. Om Jnanatimarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Taksur Mulatam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rukadamayam Tadati Sapadantikam Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasude Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Greetings from Vrindavan. No, not greetings from Vrindavan. Where am I now? Greetings from Stuyvesant Falls. I'm upstate New York. Yeah, I have to take a little nap before the class so I don't fall asleep because I'm up so early in the morning. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. After Vijay and Vrajanath had heard these confidential instructions of Guru Goswami, they remained silent for some time and then asked them, Prabhu, what is Satvika Bhav? So I guess the group here is pretty steady, so I'm not going to go back too far, but we're following the spiritual journey, the generation after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right now, basically, Vrajanath and his uncle, Vijay. And through them and the instructions that they'll receive, we'll get a summary of the teachings of the Goswamis. When I was doing my book, Waves of Devotion, one of the references I used was Jiva Dharma because Bhaktivinoda Thakur is such a genius that the dialogue between Vrajanath and his gurus at this point of the book will just be a systematic, it's a summary actually of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and then the Ujjvala Nilamani. That's basically what's happening now, which is kind of interesting. And they're up to the point where they're discussing rasa. This is rasa vichar. Let me see what they chart. Yeah, rasa vichar. Rasa vichar. Vichar means to scrutinize. Dhanashastra Vichar Naika Nipano, they expertly scrutinize the science of rasa. And what rasa is its perfected love. Perfected love happens in relationship, which is stimulated by various types of emotional experiences. Which are five in number. And they're actually going to be discussed systematically here. For rasa, there's rati. Rati is bhava. Rati is some legitimate feeling of your relationship with Krishna. And rasa is when it's heightened to its fullest. Rasa vaisa, and that is the ultimate reality. The ultimate reality is this highest love, the highest pleasure, which is the highest love. That's the ultimate reality. And it has components. And when all the ingredients or components are there, it becomes perfect love, and that's what God enjoys. And the five components are, there must be stai bhav. There must be a particular mood of love in one of the five relationships with Krishna. That's called stai bhav. It's stai means steady. It never changes. Which is Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, Madhuryaras, neutrality, servitude, friendship, parental, and conjugal. So it must have that. Must have one of those. And then Vibhav, having that mood, having that particular love, is not enough in itself. It must be heightened. And heightened means all the emotions must be there, all the bhavas. And the other one is vibhav. There must be the appropriate people in that relationship. If it's parental, it must add a stimulus to awaken that relationship. This is not just enough, the people, but they have to be stimulated by something, by sidelong glances or the flute or whatever. So vibhav means Krishna as the, for example, parental love, it would be the parents of Krishna, would be the ashraya, the subject, or the abode of love. And Krishna as a child will be the Vishaya, or the object of love. And in conjugal love, it will be the subject of love, will be the alumban, the basis, the support. The alumban ashraya will be the gopis, and the object of love will be Krishna as Kishore or as a teen. And if it's friendship, it'll be Krishna as the object of love between 6 and 10 and his friends. So that's vibhav. And then there must be anubhav. There must be actions in love. Friends, it's not enough just to have that mood and have Krishna as the object. To really develop and even be stimulated, it must have actions in love. Friends play, lovers embrace, parents, mother feeds her breast milk, they give blessings. So now we're coming up to the sattvika bhav. Anubhav means actions of love that go through some mental consideration. In ecstasy, one will say, let me dance, or let me embrace, or that. But sattvika bhav are just powerful emotions that are involuntary, which are eight in number, therefore called astika sattvika bhav. They're eight in number. And hair standing on end, profuse crying, etc. There's different ones. So Vijay is now asking Guru Goswami. Remember, they went to Puri, and there is the great Acharya, who is Rasika. He knows the subject, who is Gopal Guru, who is the disciple of the Prashara Pandit, who is the follower of Lord Chaitanya. Gopal Guru is a very interesting figure. When he was very young boy named Gopal, Well, Chaitanya is going to the bathroom. So he's taking his lota out to the fields. And he was literally holding his tongue. And the young boy said, "What are you doing?" Well, Lord Chaitanya said, "I don't want to offend the holy name." And he said, "No, but what if you're going to die? Wouldn't you chant the holy name?" And then Lord Chaitanya realized, yes, there's no hard and fast rules. He said, "Gopal, you are guru." And his name, therefore, his name given by Chaitanya is Gopal Guru. So you understand it's the next generation because he was just a young boy. And Vikrasura Pandit was a contemporary. His guru is a contemporary of Lord Chaitanya. So this is the next generation. And this particular person had personal sangha association with Lord Chaitanya. So now they ask him, Guru Swami, what is Sattvika Bhav? So Swami, the word sattva refers to the chitta, pure consciousness, that is stimulated by Bhav in relationship to Krishna, either directly or with some obstruction. So sattva here doesn't mean the mode of goodness, it refers to the chitta. The chitta means the pure chit, the pure consciousness. So when somehow or other the pure consciousness is stimulated, according to the circumstance in which it is stimulated, there will be a particular involuntary reaction. So it's sattvika, it's born, it's coming from the pure consciousness. Not from the intellect, let me dance, etc. That's anubha. The bhavas are born, that are born from this sattva are called sattvika bhavs. There are three types of sattvika bhavs: smooth, snigdha, smeared, digdha, and rough rupsha. So in this rasa theory, it's very, very elaborate. It's very, very elaborate, just like if you have the basic cause of love is called vibhav, so it's the parents. But then there'll be endless descriptions of the different types of parents. There's Mother Yasoda, and there's Devaki, but there's the elderly gopis. So different people. So here also Sattvika Bhav, there's three types. So he's going to explain it. So there's the English translations, I don't think, work here, but because it's a technical, philosophical term. So snigdha means, so what is snigdha? Snigdha. Snigdha sattvika bhav has two divisions, mukhya, primary, and gona, secondary. Mukhya snigdha sattvika bhav occurs when the mukhya rati, that is directly in relationship to Krishna, overpowers the heart. Mukhyarati means the direct relationship, as gona means indirect. So direct means parental, I mean conjugal, parental, fraternal, servitude, neutrality. So one of those emotions overpowers the heart. That's called mukhya sattvika bhav. Examples of mukhya snigdha sattvika bhav are becoming stunned, perspiring, and so on. Gona snigdha sattvika bhav, gona means secondary, rises from innovation of the heart by gona rati. So gona rati means secondary emotions are, for example, like hasiras, humor, and biras, chivalry, things like this. And they're indirect because the primary emotion of your friendship or your parental love is experienced not directly, but through some other powerful emotion. Like, for example, laughter. Friends will be laughing, but really what they're doing is they're experiencing their friendship indirectly through humor. Or chivalry, for example. When a parent, when the child is born, I know the American culture is the father was supposed to hand out cigars. So he'd give charity, and it was a type of chivalry. And that became such a powerful mood. It was almost he was enjoying the chivalry, but actually he was enjoying the parental rush indirectly through the chivalry of charity. Two examples of Gona Sattvic Bhav are fading of the bodily color by Varnya, faltering of the voice, Sweta Veda. So anyway, the snigdha is when either the primary or secondary rasas stimulate the heart. Now it says, digdha, so this snigdha, digdha is the second type, rises when any bhav other than the function of mukhya rati or gona rati overwhelms the heart. Trembling is an example of the digdha sattvika bhav that follows on from rati. Sometimes when someone only appears to be a bhakta, but hears about the extremely wonderful and sweet Krishna, he becomes astonished and experiences elation, although he has no rati. This is the third type of sattvika bhav known as ruksha. An example of ruksha sattvika bhav is seen when the hairs of the body stand on end. So I guess there's three. One comes from the primary or secondary rasas. There's five primary and eight secondary. And so that's snigdha. Digdha is when there is no bhav. We'll just go on to this. It's a little technical. It's not too hard, a little hard to explain here in this medium. Okay, Brajana, how does sattvika bhava arise? So this is how it comes. When the heart, chitta, of the sadhaka becomes saturated with sattva bhav, pure motion related to Krishna, it submits itself to the life air, and when the prana has been excited, it transforms and causes the appearance of pure agitation in the body. At that time, the bodily transformation, such as stumbha, becoming stunned, occur. So this is how sattvika bhav. One second. This is, sattvika bhav. It arises when it explains here when you have some emotion of love, something stimulates that love. And then it excites the prana of the or the life air. And when that becomes excited, it comes in contact with different elements in the body. And it comes in contact with the water element in the body. One cries profusely. If it comes in contact with the air element, the hairs stand on end. If it comes in contact with the fire element, the skin will change color, et cetera, et cetera. How many types of sattvika transformations are there? Goswami, there are eight sattvika transformations. So you hear this term, astika sattvika bhav. And they are stumbha, being stunned, sweta, perspiration, romancha, haripilation, standing of the hairs on end, sweta veda, swata veda, faltering of the voice, Vipu 2, trembling, Vibhanya, transformation of bodily color, such as dirtiness and thinness, which occurred due to emotions such as despair, fear, and anger, shedding tears, or asru, and kalaya, or devastation. Under some circumstances, the life air, prana, remains as the fifth element along with the other four elements, earth, water, fire, and sky. However, sometimes when it predominates, that is, when it situates itself in the air element, it travels through the throughout the body. When prana comes in contact with the earth element, stumbha occurs. When it takes shelter of the water element, tears occur. So the life air, it'll somehow come in contact with different elements due to the emotion that one has in love of Krishna, and these intense bodily transformations will take place. When prana comes in contact, the fire element changes in bodily color. And perspiring, sweat are evident. When prana takes shelter of the sky element, loss of consciousness or devastation, palaya, occurs. And when the prana is self-dominating and takes shelter of the air element, the transformed conditions of haripilation, standing of hairs on end, romansha, and trembling, vipatu, and faltering of the voice, swarna veda, manifest. That depending on whether the degree of strength of prana is mild, moderate, or intense, respectively. So, the prana will become discharged, and it'll be agitated by some strong emotion that's been excited in the heart, and it will come in contact with different elements in the body. And then there'll be a level of intensity of them. Since these eight transformations are active both internally and externally, they are sometimes called bhava and sometimes anubhava. However, the anubhava, such as dancing, rolling on the ground, and singing, are not considered the same as sattvika bhava, because they are only active in the outer body. The anubhava activities, such as dancing, are not the result of bhava arising from sattvics, rather the activities instigated by the application of intelligence. There is an emotion, there is a love that's manifest, but the bodily action, which is dancing, etc., has been instigated by the intelligence. The intelligence may have been instigated by the legitimate bhava or the love, but then it makes a conscious decision to let me dance or let me sing or etc. So he's saying that's different than sattvika bhava, where it comes directly involuntary from the pure heart. There are four types of sattvika bhavas corresponding to the progressive gradations of sattva. So they can be of different degrees of intensity. They're called smoking, dumayita, alight, jwalita, burning, dipta, and blazing, pradipta. So in other words, forgetting the terms, or not really to memorize the terms now, there will be different degrees. The bodily, the involuntary reaction in your ecstasy from the pure heart will have four different, they've been classified as four different degrees of intensity. Rati is the cause of all astonishing ananda or bliss, and in its absence, there is no wonderment in the ruksha, sattvika bhava, and other emotions. Okay. Prajanath, Prabhu, sattvika bhavas arise by extreme good fortune. But many people make a show of these fathers when they are playing a role in a drama or to accomplish their own task in worldly life. What is said about the fathers is centripetal. So hairs can stand on end, and one can tremble emotionally, one can cry emotionally. So what are these? How do we relate to these as compared to sattvic bhavs? Goswami, sattvic bhavs that manifest naturally as one performs the sadhana of sincere and pure bhakti or Vaishnav's bhavs. So he's saying they come from devotional service, sattvic bhavs. Apart from these, whatever emotional symptoms appear can be divided into four categories. The semblance of rati, rakyavas, the semblance of sattvikabhav, sattvabhas, symptoms that do not arise from sattva, nishattva, and adverse or contrary symptoms, pratipta. So when it's not actually pure sattvikabhav, then they have four categories. One could be it's not full rati. Abhas means not the fullest manifestation. Like the dawn is not the fullest manifestation of the sun. There's heat and light, but you can't see very well. You can't get much heat. So similarly, there's rati abhas, where there's something there, or sattvic abhav, where there's a reaction, but there's something there, but it's not the full manifestation. Or it says nisatta is not coming from any spiritual emotion at all. It's not even a boss. It's something else completely. And then there's pratipa, which is things that are against. So we'll read about these. What is rati abhas, the semblance of rati? Goswami, rati abhas occurs in those who desire liberation. It arises in the impersonal sannyasis of the Shankara Sampradaya when they hear discussions about the pastimes of Krishna. So even impersonalists, they may hear pastimes of Krishna, but because of their offense to Krishna by denying his form, qualities, etc., then they can have some, listen to something, and it'll stimulate something in their hearts because they're detached from the material world. We know that in the Gita, the wise man who comes to Krishna is the best because he's detached from the body, so he's not doing anything with his precondition for bhakti is there's no motive. He's already the Gyani. He already knows he's not the body, so he's already not asking. But here it's an impersonalist, and he's hearing the scriptures. So he has this precondition of not asking for anything, not being a bodily concept, but in the same sense, he doesn't have the full understanding of God because he denies his personality and his qualities and characteristics. So it's rakyavas. What is sattva abhas, the semblance of sattva abhas? Goswami, sattva abhas is the semblance of joy and astonishment that arise in those whose hearts naturally give rise to loose emotions. For example, the adherents of Charan Mahamsa, an ordinary woman, when they hear Krishna Katha. So they may hear Krishna Katha, and there may be some reaction. But because the question is, what is the bhavas of such people who are not full of devotee? So here, it just may be anyone listening to some drama, and there may be some emotion when they hear Krishna Katha. But because they don't have full sambandha gyan, full metaphysical understanding, the proper understanding, there's some effect that doesn't manifest fully. What is Nisatta, the semblance of Bhava that does not arise from Satta? Nisatta refers to symptoms such as horripilation and tears that are exhibited by people whose minds are naturally duplicitous and who practice them for the sake of dramatic performance in order to achieve material objectives. So people have no love, but they'll cry in the temple. You know, they'll cry when they hear a drama out of their ego. It's crocodile tears. It's false tears. Some people are actually hard-hearted, but they're so practiced that they begin to weep in an instant as if they are genuinely crying. However, their crying is completely pretentious, and they are said to be slippery-minded. And what is pratipa in verse? Pratipa, bhava abhas, is the semblance of bhava that occurs because of anger, fear, and other emotions resulting from activities that are unfavorable towards Krishna. Kamsa and Sishapal are obvious. So Sishapal is envious of Krishna. And Kamsa may have been, hateful of Krishna. So there may be emotions, but they're not real pure sattvika bhavs, even though they're emotions. But you're not. Prabhu, we have understood vibhav, anubhav, sattvika bhav, as well as the difference between sattvika bhav and anubhav. Now please hear vyabhichari bhav. So now this is actually the fourth, because they began with vibhav, the basic cause, which is Krishna as devotee, as the object and subject, the devotees as the subject of love. There's anubhav, the actions that come from love. And there's sattvika bhav, the transformations of the body that come from the pure consciousness. There are 33 vyabhichari bhavs. V means distinctly, abhi means towards, and chari means moving. These 33 bhavas are called vyabhichari because they move distinctly towards the sthayi bhav. They are also called sanchari bhav because they are communicated through words, limbs, and sattva, and thus they travel throughout the system. They're like the waves in the nectar ocean of Saibhav, and they rise up, causing it to swell and then merge back into the ocean. So the Saibhav is it's like the ocean. That's permanent. The changes are not permanent. So what's permanent is, you are my lover, or you are my child, or you are my friend, or you are my master, or you are my idol. Not my idol. Yeah, you're my idol. So those are so that's permanent. And then there are emotions that come from that, which will enhance it and react with other emotions that come from that, like waves come. One wave can come and another wave can support, and then sometimes one wave can come and another one's clashing. So it's like a mother, she sees her child in danger, she becomes fearful. So the emotion of fear comes from her motherly love, and it increases her motherly love. Well, she may be jubilant and she may see Krishna. And that's coming. And she may be jealous if it's the gopi. So all these emotions, good, you know, are churning and increasing the ocean of that permanent love for Krishna and churning in that ocean. As it says here, like waves in that ocean, they rise up and causing it to swell and then they merge back in. 33 vyabhichari bhavs are as follows. So these are the sanchari bhavs, vyabhichari bhavs. These are the transitory emotions that are increasing. And when you read books like the 10th Canto and Krishna's Pastimes, and you study this theory a little bit, you'll literally see how it's all an ocean of Ras, and how the pastimes are creating these various emotions, and all the components are there perfectly to raise love of Krishna to its height. So, nirvaid, regret or indifference, vishad, despair, or depression. Like, first chapter of Bhagavad Gita is called vishad yoga, the yoga of dejection. How dejection brings you closer to God. Dainya, humility. Glani, physical and mental debility. Sama, fatigue. Mada, intoxication. Garba, pride. Shanka, suspicion. Tasa, fear. Avega, agitation. Umada, madness. Apasmriti, confusion or absence of mind. Vyadi, disease. Moha, fainting or delusion. Mityu, death. So that means that out of love for Krishna, one will almost die. But they won't die out of love for Krishna because it hurt Krishna too much. But it is separation. Nanda Maharaj wanted to die. And that was an emotion coming from the ocean of his parental love. Krishna was God. I want to die. And it was churning and swelling his love. Alasya, laziness. Jada, inertness. Vridha, bashfulness. Avahita, concealment of emotions. Smriti, remembrance. Vitarka, deliberation or reasoning. Chinta, anxiety. Mati, resolve or wisdom. Dhriti, fortitude. Harsha, jubilation. Autsukata, ardent desire. Agra, ferocity. Amarsha, impatience and indignation. Asuya, envy, restlessness. Chapalya, sleep, nidra, deep sleep, supti, awakening, bodhi. Some sanchari bhavs are independent, swatantra, and some are dependent, paratantra. There are two types of dependent sanchari bhavs, superior vara and inferior avara. The superior category is also divided into two types. I'll just read through this. It's practically impossible to explain in this medium right now. We'll finish with there. The independent sanchari bhavs are divided into three types that are devoid of rati. Rati shunya, subsequently contacting rati. Rati anusparasana, and having a trace of rati. Rati gandha. When these bhavas appear in people who are averse to Krishna or are perceived inappropriate people of things, they are divided into two types, namely unfavorable, pratikulya, and improper, anauchitya. All these bhavas have four conditions, generation, upati, union, sandhi, overcoming, and pacification, shanti. So, it's a very, very beautiful, interesting theory because this ocean of your relationship with Krishna, through all these nilas, so many emotions will come, and one emotion will come, jubilation will come, and then fear will come, and this one will, and one will raise the other, and then they'll subside, and others will clash. And this is the churning of the ocean of love. So we'll stop there for today if anyone wants to say hello. Or even if there's a question. Anybody like to say hello today? It's a little technical. I hope I explained something. I don't want to explain any more because it's too much to digest.
Hare Krishna. This is Gail. Hare Krishna.
Gail, thank you. Thank you.
Anybody
else like to?
Can I ask?
Okay. Yeah, you can ask.
Yeah, yeah. There's a couple things. One, can you translate again the rasa vaisaha?
Rasa vaisaha. Vai is certainly, saha is he. Rasa is love. So God, he is, in reality, it is certainly rasa. That is what reality is. Because what else is happening but the highest love and pleasures? There's God, and what is God doing? He's enjoying. What he's enjoying is love. And what is love? It's something that's churned and comes to its height. So this is ultimately what's happening. Apasyat, when Vyasadeva saw reality, he said, Apasyat Purusham Purna. He saw the complete reality, Mayachitana Pasya. And he saw Maya under God's control, meaning he saw the ultimate reality was this rasa, this exchange of love. That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, let me see, Vibhav, right, which is the cause of love. That the Vibhav includes both the participants and the Udipans, right?
Yeah, Vibhav means the basic cause of love. There must be Krishna and his devotee and something that stimulates it. Yes.
Right. Okay. Good. And then one last thing. I was really confused about when you were discussing the Asika Sattvika Bhav. There are eight. It seems like there's eight. That's why we say Asika. There's eight kinds of.
There's eight bhavas. Yeah. There's eight different types.
Yeah, but then you also mentioned that they fall into three different categories. What's the three?
Yeah. It said Snigdha, Digdha, and Ruksha. It's very technical. I'm not going to explain. Yeah. There's eight basic ones, and then they have many divisions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So anyway, the five components of rasa are saibhav, vibhav, anubhav, sattvika bhav, and vyabhichari bhav. Right?
Yes.
That's cool.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank
anybody
you.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Bajrade.
Hare Krishna Bajrade, Hare Bol. Okay, anybody else? Okay, I think I'm just going to end today. It's late for me, but we had a nice class. Bunch of couple of groups.